All right. If Monday is today, Tuesday will be
tomorrow.
What time is it?
It's 1 o'clock.
Then, if you want to know the time of day, you would ask somebody.
What time is it?
All right. Then what would the person pull out to show you if you asked them what time is it?
They'd pull out their watch. Oh, look at their watch.
All right. Midday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. Midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. You'd say it's
7:30.
All right. If it's 10:45, what time do you say it is?
Well, sometimes I'd say 10:45 or 10:45.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
some time or quite a while.
You might say, the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they are not going to get such a good one
this year.
All right. If a child had just had his third birthday, you'd say he is old.
3 years old.
If something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
the same day last year.
Or, let's see, another way you might put it. Last September would be just about
a year ago.
All right. If you had a lot of things to do this week, you were going to be very, very busy. What might you say?
I'm going to be very busy this week.
And this friend maybe that you were talking to and telling her about how busy you were going to be was going to be busier than you. You might say she's
going to be busier than I am.
If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she usually takes along a little square of cloth with her to use as a
sample.
If she sees a dress that she likes very much and is very becoming, she says, that's a very dress.
Pretty dress.
What might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
If you want to sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
To hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
safety pin.
Soup you buy usually comes in a
tin can.
A dime is worth
10 cents.
What did you drink from at the pump or well when you had one?
Out of a dipper.
Did you ever use anything like a gourd?
Oh yes, we used to have gourds.
Would you say that word for me?
A gourd.
All right. What do you put on when you go out in the winter time?
A coat.
The jacket has, you might say, fancy buttons
on it.
Sometimes between your coat and your shirt, you wear a
vest.
A suit usually consists of a coat, a vest, and
pants.
Do you have any other names that you call pants? If they're a man's or a woman's, do you call them a different name?
Trousers.
Which one are you referring to then?
The men's trousers.
Alright. What do you wear when you're just working around the house? What do you call those?
Pants.
Do you still refer to them as pants? If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he would say, here, I've